Blog Talk Radio.
To the Nets 100. I'm your host, E. Lincoln. This is a nice show talking about black man issues, black people issues. We've been going through a lot. If you look, since the Trump came in, there's a lot of deaths, a lot of people getting kidnapped, a lot of people going to jail for unreasonable aspects. It seems that we've lost our way from the civil rights issue to now, 2018, we've lost our way. And I think together we can find a way. We can find where we should be at. It's just a way of thinking we got to be at. Think of it this way. I was at the park the other day, walking my little dog. I'm walking him. He's just one of them little bitty ankle biters. My wife bought him. I don't know why, but I don't really like dogs. But now I guess I like dogs. But anyway, I'm walking this dog, right? Pulling up, we pull up to the park. I'm about to jump out, walk the dog, but I notice everybody pulling out the park. They pulling out quick, like the popos at the park. I'm like, whoa, all my paperwork tight, so I keep going to the park. So I park, and I look around, because, you know, you got to look around when you're in the burbs. You got to, I don't know what's going to happen. And show is doo-doo stink. I guarantee you, show is doo-doo stink. It's a guy, it was two white boys. And a red pickup with a big American flag in the bed of the pickup riding around the park. So, you know, man, I bagged the bins up and bust up. I ain't about to be in there, you know. I know my position. I know my position in America. That's why I live kind of nice, because I accept it and then I move on. I don't dwell on it. I don't be like, oh, man, they doing this. Oh, man, they doing that. I don't dwell on that. I set my position, and I move on. And I want to talk to other black men about this, other black people, period, about this position. How can we set up systems that will last for the next 100, 200 years? That's why the show is called The Next 100. Because we want to set up some systems that we can live by, that we can grow on. Because right now, the system that's in place, it's just to put us in jail. I think the 13th Amendment of the United States Constitution say that all prisoners can be treated as slaves. So if you get convicted and go to prison, it's legal for them to use you as a slave. Now think about the school system. When I was in school, you know, it wasn't that far back. No. When I was in school, you got in trouble, they called your parent, and your parents dealt with it. Nowadays, when you get in trouble, they call the police. It's not by accident. They didn't make a mistake and make these laws. They made it on purpose. They have a plan for us. It's time for us to have a plan for them. And as black men, it has to come from us. They didn't cut us out. You don't believe me? Watch the TV. Watch the commercials. The number one show that everybody liked, Empire. Love me some cookie. I ain't gonna even lie to you. I liked her when she was just DJ's hoe. You know what I'm saying? On that movie, what was the name of that movie? I forgot. But anyway, if you know it, hit me. If you know the name of that movie, hit me up on the Next 100 on Facebook and let me know what was the name of that movie. What was I thinking about? What was I talking about? Cookie, Empire, got you. All right, so now, Empire, every black man on Empire got a mental problem. Got a mental problem. That's the portrayal of us right now. That's the portrayal of us. We got mental problems. And that's on the TV now. What most people see on the TV, they believe. Believe it or not. Most people that see stuff on TV believe that's the way it is. It's like when I'm at work, I got to tell people, you know, don't treat me like the black guy on TV, like a TV black guy. Because a TV black guy, you can sway this way, you can sway him that way. It don't matter to him. Because he's a TV black guy. He'll fall for anything. I'm not a TV black guy. Watch what you say to me. I'm not a TV black guy. If I tell you no, I don't want something, don't keep trying to come at me like I'm going to change my mind. I said no. This is the way I live. I have a way of thinking. And you ain't going to sway my way of thinking to your way of thinking because your way of thinking just ain't working for my people. Now, a lot of black guys, men that's listening to me right now, if you like me and always in the new books about black people, you know exactly what I'm talking about when I say a way of thinking. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm talking about when I say you have to accept the position you're in to move on. We did the civil rights thing. We did the marching. That helped. We did the voting. Nowadays, people don't like to vote, but y'all don't understand. Midterm voting, that's the number one vote in America. Number one vote in America, midterm voting. Somebody say, Lincoln, why? Lincoln, why? Why is midterm voting the number one thing in America? Because during midterm voting, we pick the senators and House legislatures. The senators and House of Representatives, they don't have a term limit. So they can be in there for 20 and 30 years. While the president flip every four. While the governor flip every four. The senators and the House people, the House of Representatives, they should stay there. So they can stay there and they can die in there. I remember a couple years back seeing that they was pushing this guy in a wheelchair. I forgot his name. He was a senator. They was pushing him in a wheelchair. He was on a breathing tube. He died a senator. How can you? He was dead for at least 4 years before he died. But they kept voting him, kept voting for him. Midterm voting, midterm voting, midterm voting. That's what we do. That's how we is. And that's the way, and we have to have a way of thinking in that way too. We want our politicians to get in there, but we have to vote for that. And as black men, we run the black family. Black women will follow us. You know what I'm saying? They will always follow us. We're not a problem. They will follow us. But we got to give them a reason to follow us. Because right now they following the white woman. Because don't nobody know that the white woman's movement started at least 10 years before slavery ended. So it didn't involve you, black girl. It didn't involve you, black girl. Margaret Sanger, I just finished reading. I'm about halfway through with a book I bought from her about her because I kept hearing about her on the news and kept reading about her on the social media. I wanted to get my own view of who she was. That's why I went and bought the book. I'm like that. I buy a book a month. I'm a curious person. Plus, as a black man, when I speak, I have to speak the truth or no one will believe me. That's just the way they laid it out in America for black men. Everything against us has to be net negative, so no matter what we do, we have to make sure we do it to the correct numbers. We can't sway left to right. Bill Cosby got convicted, but Weinstein ain't even – Weinstein, I bet he won't get convicted. The president, he ain't even getting charged. All the white senators, they just left their job and they was okay with it. Let's let them pass. But Bill Cosby? Oh, let's convict him. But, you know, he was also trying to buy one of the major networks, and you, a black guy owning that major network, you think it can't happen, but it can. We just wasn't, he ain't have enough black backing behind him, because a lot of people didn't like him, even black people. I never understood that. You know, Quaaludes, man, if you talk to your parents about the 70s, 60s and 70s, Quaaludes, if you was in Hollywood and you went to any star house, whether it be male or female, you knew what they was doing. So you can't tell me those women didn't know what they was getting into. Now, I ain't saying it was right. I'm just saying they ain't kids. Women ain't kids. They grown people in Hollywood. Everybody in Hollywood know what everybody in Hollywood doing. You know what I'm saying? It's a small community. As black men, we got to learn to navigate through them types of things. He could have did a better navigation through that when it first jumped off. But he didn't have a good community behind him. He didn't have a good following, a good team. If you want to join the conversation, you can join the conversation at 319-527-6196. That's 319-527-6196. And we'll just call that number. Give me your name and everything to be all right. And now we're going to talk to you. We're going to get to know you better. Yeah.
413-727. Hey, how's it going? This is Ann Jules. Hi, Lincoln.
Ann Jules?
Yeah,
how you doing?
Hi.
Where you from, Ann Jules?
I'm calling from the 413, which is Western Massachusetts. And I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me, Lincoln. And Eddie Powell, shout out to y'all. Wow, this is so cool. I love the topics that you got going on. Shout out to the next 100 with Lincoln, E. Lincoln. On Blackout Radio, I've been a big fan of Eddie Powell since he started back in 2015, and I'm a singer-songwriter. I'm also an activist. I also happen to be...
It's all good. Everybody's point of view is accepted because I'm not white, so I wouldn't know how you think.
Well, you know what? I used to live overseas. I came from a very wealthy background, and I've been a rebel against all of that. My family, some of them are racist. I have joined the fight since I was a kid on behalf of the people that are oppressed all across the world. I try to do anything and everything that I can. If I see something going down where the police are harassing someone, I go up and I defend that person. And I tell the police where to stick it, especially if they're brown skin or darker than me. Because I'm well aware of the way that blacks have been treated in this country. I've seen it firsthand, and I wish that I was one of those videos that you see, you know, because back in the day, we didn't have videos. I'm 48 years old, so, you know, we didn't have cell phones till, you know, late 90s,
right.
Really. But I have been that one girl that's crazy enough to stand up and against people that are being accused of falsely accused just for being brown skinned, and it pisses me off. I see these, you know, ignoramuses treating people that have done nothing wrong the way that they have, and oh man, injustice gets my horns up. I'm a part of Ageless Angels with my boyfriend making music bringing the love forth on the earth. Our messages are positive for all people. And I feel like when I see that kind of stuff, it's, I can't just walk away. No.
I know.
If that were me, you know, I'm a white woman. Just because I'm a white woman doesn't mean I don't get discriminated against, for real. And being diabetic too, you know, but I, that's nothing compared to what I've seen in the world and what I know has gone on. And not all police are bad, but it's those ones that think they can use their power over other ones, and it's all, it's just crazy. It's crazy. So I've been, you know, posting on Facebook, on Twitter, telling my white privileged friends, saying, you know, if you're not going to do anything and you're going to stay silent, then you're just as bad as that cop that's beating up that poor girl, you know?
Hey, say that again. Repeat what you just said.
I said that I'm trying to teach the others that have their, you know, white privileged powers to use them for the good of all. And, you know, when I walk up and there's a scuffle going on with a cop and a homeless dude or somebody that's just being themselves and they see me walking up, I don't know. I command some kind of respect, and I will stand up for those people, and I encourage all those white folks that are out there that have the powers to use them for good, and so that we can create a world for our children that don't have to worry about walking around town with darker skin and getting harassed for it, you know. And if more people stood up for the underdog, then this shit wouldn't be happening. And we, some of us didn't know. I mean, I knew because I went to school with black people and I've been surrounded by them all my life. I love everyone. But if more people knew, I'm you know, it's always been there, and you can't, it's so hard. You gotta be vigilant, you know, for each other. Because this is
right.
this is wrong. It's so wrong. And you know, if that were me, I would definitely want someone to stand up for me. And that's why I try to if I take the time, I actually go and do that kind of advocacy. And I understand what your plight is, and I got your back.
Thank you. Tell them your name. Tell them your name and where you're from again. Let them know who you are.
My name is Ann Jules, and I'm living in Western Massachusetts. I was born in Detroit, so my home, my heart is in Detroit, and my childhood seeing, you know, my white privileged family living in the nice, you know, mansions, and then we'd drive downtown Detroit and see all these poor black people, and I cried. I was like, what can I do? What can I do? Why is this happening? This is wrong. This is so wrong. So,
Angels. You are
Angels.
Thanks for Angels. Right. It sounds just like, but Angels. You are.
That was
you are
the intention.
You are an angel.
Thank you. That was my intention.
Keep doing what you've been doing. Keep listening. And call me again next week.
All right. Shout out to the Crip Hop Nation, too. I represent the disabled, the deaf, the blind, the sick, and the poor, and the elderly, too. We advocate for those type of people because 99% of the people that are shot by police are usually deaf black men. They can't hear them saying, you know, stop, and they end up killing them. So we're doing a lot of advocacy. So yes, definitely.
Right.
Thank you for having me, Lincoln, and keep doing
anytime,
what you're doing, brother.
I'm going to keep it up. Don't forget to go like the Facebook page, the Nets 100, and subscribe
most
to the
definitely.
YouTube page also. Thank you.
Most definitely. Well, thank you. Peace, y'all.
Peace. Do we have another caller?
415-375. Yo, what's
Let
up?
Go,
this
sir.
Is OMF from San Francisco calling in, supporting the show, Eric Lincoln and Next 100. And I love your topic. And shout out to Blackout Radio, Eddie Powell, and the whole Blackout Radio family. You know, and I just love what you're talking about. You know.
You want to say something about it? Issues?
Sure. Personally, I think we as a people, as far as black people, we need to identify that we are here to make the world a better place for the next person that comes after us. That means our children. So obviously, we have to be a role model to our children. We have to take care of our children. We're supposed to nurture our children. We're supposed to discipline our children and stop looking for the next person, the next excuses. I'm tired of these excuses. You know what I'm saying? Black people, you know, we can no longer blame white folks for the problems that we're going on. We destroyed our own black family because we don't know how to act. Look at what we're doing. We deserted our families, deserted our women. Look at how our women are looking on TV. Look at what kind of role models our women are showing to our young black women that's coming up to the next one. That's what I'm talking about. It's all about making a better place for the next one. You know, this ain't about white and black.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
So you think that integration was a good thing for black people?
No. I think the worst, you know, my personal opinion, we should have never left the plantation. Because when we was on the plantation, we lived together, we died together, we cried together, we hung on trees together. You know what I'm saying? We ran from the plantation together. You know what I'm saying? Now look at us. Look at how we look. Look how we have our women looking on in video. Look at the message we're sending to our people. It's not just white folks, black folks that sold out to. Let's talk about that. We sold out too. I'm tired of these excuses. My mama never made no excuses. She made her children understand that there ain't no excuses. My mother came from nothing and made it. Before she died, she was the head of the hospital. She didn't have a fifth grade education. She came to this country with a fifth grade education. She made all her children be independent. Don't follow her. Next month, I wish you could walk in my mother's house and tell her that you allow somebody to talk you into doing something. You know what I'm saying? We come from a different era. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right about that.
But my mother raised three children. My mother didn't have no time for no drama. You understand? And she made sure her children know. All her children are educated, got degrees and everything. All her children's grandchildren before she died graduated from college. You understand? So it doesn't matter.
Hey, back in the day, you ain't had too many babies having babies. And you're right.
We took care of our children. Stop making excuses.
Right,
we took care of our children. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have AFDC. My mama ain't never been on AFDC. My mama never sat up there and said, I can't feed my kids. My mama ain't never said, people from that generation would never say that because women went and did what they had to do and made no excuses. We make excuses. We need a dollar. We need AFDC. What is this? That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? If you had men and women taking care of their children, man, please, we making excuses. My mother came here with a fifth grade education with nothing and made it. She went back to school at 51 and got her education. She didn't have no man.
Slow down. Big guy, slow down. All right, I understand that. All right, but we're in 2018. And right now the show is about what can we do from here on out. We can't go back in time. We're not going backwards. I just listened to you. Listen to me for a minute. Not going back in time isn't going to help us at all because time moves forward. It don't move backwards. So from right now, we got to discuss how do we go from here. What system do we put together from here that will last us 100-plus years?
I understand
how we was raised back then. But how we was raised back then really ain't going to work right now because ain't nobody going to go backwards. So we got to decide what we don't establish now to go forward.
Okay, I just told you. We in this world to make it a better place for our next person that comes after us. That's the number one job of all people, all races, all colors. We're supposed to be a role model to our children, make the world a better place for our children. Times haven't changed. Times have changed, but the people have changed. We changed our philosophy. You understand? So this is where I'm saying I'm talking about the beginning. Stop making videos about you having you women dressed up like Barbie dolls and looking like, you know what I'm saying? Well, look what we're doing. You know, look how our women
are.
All right,
all right, all right. So
That is up to date. What you talking about?
How do we
my talk children? That's up to date. That's old, young, whatever. I'm old in ancient, but I know I'm alive and free because of people. You know what I'm saying? We ain't alive and free. Our children are dying in the street at 21. That's reality. Our children is making videos talking about in holes and having cars and jewels. That's today.
Okay.
And that's not,
that's what I'm saying. Listen, ain't nothing we can do with what's going on in the present, because right now, that's what's going on now. So
because OG told us out.
Hold up. Everything we doing got to be based on next week, next month, next year, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 25, and so on. So my thing is, I understand all that, but we can't keep pushing, we can't keep pointing the finger unless we're gonna point. It's like, take this for example. It's like boycotting. If you boycott somebody's business and you don't have a black business to send their customers, then what's the use of boycotting? You see what I'm saying? Ain't nobody going to benefit because we did it so many times, they wait us out. They wait us out.
No,
so
we
weed
each other out.
What I'm asking you there, what's the plan? If you tell me you want to boycott something, if you tell me you want to boycott a store, I'm going to ask you, well, what black business we going to send them customers? And if you ain't got no black business, we're going to send them customers, and I'm not going to boycott with you because the black people's posting will not benefit from it. You understand what I'm saying?
I got what you're saying.
When the boycott is over, everybody go back to that store because we didn't redirect them. This is a redistribution. This is a way of thinking. I'm trying to establish a way of thinking so that we always think that way. If I'm a boycott somebody, but I want to send these black customers to a black business, it's a way of thinking. We can't just say we want to boycott until somebody say, okay, we're gonna establish this, and the other, and give you this, then we start boycotting. No, but we got to get something out of it immediately, and the best way to get anything out of something immediately is have a plan on where you're going to take it. So when I'm asking you, you want to stop them girls from shaking their ass, then what's the plan and where we going to take it?
We start, like I said, we start being role models and stop making excuses is the number one thing I just told you. I said be a role model to our children. Make it a better place for this world. I ain't tell you not to make those videos, but you got to let the other people know that this ain't cool to be doing that. And this is not cool, and we need to stand up and say that. You know what I'm saying? Malcolm X said we don't fell for the. That was 640. You don't want me to talk about the past, but here it is. Grandmaster Flash.
Hey,
wait a minute. Let me finish.
I ain't saying don't talk about the past. I'm saying let's not stick there. But go ahead. I'm going to listen.
I said, you think about the message that he made in 1982. The message still reigns supreme today. Everybody can still relate to that shit today. People still broken glass, still people still homeless, still people still in the gutter, still people got pimps out here. We got pimps doing videos. Oh, ain't nothing. That's what I said. The times have changed, but the times ain't changed. It's the people have changed. We have to. We can't be supporting criminals like. I don't want to mention no names, but like I said, we support criminals nowadays. That's our problem. We don't stand up for what's right. Okay, let's talk about that. We got Bill. You want to talk about Bill Cosby? Yeah. Why did he need some drugs to get some pussy? Damn. You know what I'm saying? Let's look at that. Oh, let's look at that.
But,
okay,
hey,
we ain't looking at that.
You,
no, we ain't looking
no,
at that.
You,
we ain't
you,
looking
but,
at that.
But,
no,
I see that, but I've talked to my uncles. I've talked to my uncles and they friends who is that age. It'd be a party full of drugs. Everybody knew it was going down. I'm not saying that Okay, let me lower my voice. I'm not saying that he was right. What I'm saying is that if that was what was going on back then everybody who partied with him knew that could happen at any of his parties. And it's not him. I guarantee you, everybody in his era that came up when he was coming up was doing the same thing. It was a party drug. Just like nowadays, they got Molly and taking Xanax and blunts, all that, the party drugs. That's what it was back then.
You asked me what we can do to move forward, and I'm giving you this.
Right.
We shouldn't support criminals and people that's not role models, that's not going to be encouraging our children to make this barrel a better place. I go back to what I said again. We support criminals, okay? We not support people that's going to college. We not support an empire. And then empire is the worst excuse for I wouldn't watch it. Empire is your man. What kind of role model is empire to our black children? Wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? Look what we got on TV. You know what I'm saying? You want to blame white folks? We got black folks on TV. Man,
I'm gonna tell you what. Let me tell you what I like about white people. Then I gotta let you go for the next caller. The white people
don't care
whether they people right or wrong, they gonna stick with them.
Just because they understand
they gotta keep the power. Bill Cosby sent millions, inspired millions of black people to go to school, to go to college. I was one of those people. So no matter what they saying right now, the man, everything he did for black people. How many actresses or actors you can say that? Their entire life was about doing stuff for black people. And to turn your back on him because of a party drug? Thanks for listening, big guy. Keep listening to call in again next week, man. I'd like to talk to you. You make me
feel good. Yeah, I'm on that.
Hello, it's the Nets 100.
Yeah. I'm from San Francisco. I'm on IG and I'm on Facebook and I'm on Reverb Nation. Holla at me. Love y'all, man.
What's
peace
name?
Out.
What's your name?
OMF. 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 OMF.
OMF. OMF. OMF. OMF. OMF. OMF. OMF. OMF.
OMF. OMF. OMF. OMF. Yeah,
I'll talk
so
to you next
week,
man.
All right, peace.
This is the Nets 100. The call-in number, if you want to call in, hello?
Yeah, you live.
Hello? She on?
Yeah.
Did I lose her? I can't hear her.
Oh, you ready for next?
All right, hold on. If you want to call in, the call-in number is 319-527-6196. We're talking about black issues, how we can make it better, how we can come up with a system that will last at least 100-plus years. This is the Blackout Radio Station. This is the Nets 100 show, and I'm your host, E. Lincoln. Can I get the next caller, please?
810-835.
Right. Yo, what's up? It's Khalido 810, a.k.a. Chucky V from Flint, Michigan.
How you doing, Chucky V, Flint, Michigan? Hey, man. Hey,
how you doing?
I want to give you my condolences on that water, man.
Man,
hey,
look,
man.
The state's suing us right now because the water ain't up to standards.
What?
Yeah, we about to go the old and our mayor talking about bring it on. I'm like, yeah, you want to know how black people? You say how we can get a system together? But one thing we need
right.
to support each other. But another thing we need to stop downgrading each other. Stop being jealous of each other. Make sure your mans eat. You know what I'm saying? I don't see nobody going
exactly.
out to the rich neighborhoods. I don't see no brothers going out to the rich neighborhoods robbing none of them. They robbing their next door neighbor. Know what I mean?
Exactly.
Cut that shit out.
That's all. Right. When I came up, we went to the rich neighborhoods to rob. They had the best
what?
Time.
Man, that's why I went. We ain't go next door. The boy next door went with you.
Exactly.
You know what
he was the lookout man.
And we need to build a ladder system instead of a crab in a bucket system. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
We need to build rungs instead of pulling each other down, so only trying to get a little light up here. You know what I'm saying?
All right, we need 1, 2, 3 steps. This is what you do first, this is what you do second, and this how you're gonna get there.
Well, we need like the Alcohol Anonymous program, we need like a 12 step. You know what I'm saying? For real. Straight up.
I feel you on that, man.
Like you said about the water, right, bro? It shouldn't be not one person killing another person while the whole state is trying to kill you. The whole state is trying to kill a whole city, and y'all doing the work for them? Why you think the KKK
exactly.
don't march that much? Why you think the KKK don't march that much? Because all they got to do is turn on the TV. They job getting done for them by us.
Every day. It's
for
nonstop,
real, bro. It's
man.
Sad. It's
it
sad.
It gets to the point where it hurts.
Yeah, it does.
You know what I'm saying? It gets to a point where that shit just hurts, man. You were like, man, I don't even want to look at it no more. But we can't turn our back on it. And the thing is, like I said earlier, it's a thing of acceptance. If we can't accept the position we in, then we can't move out of it. If we keep complaining about the position we in instead of working to move out of it, then we're gonna stay in the same place. And the only how you can move out is to accept it. It's like when you and your best girl break up. You keep trying to get back with her. She moved on. Every relationship you get in, if you keep trying to get back with that one chick, you're going to destroy that relationship, right?
Right.
But if
definitely.
You accept that the chick don't want to be bothered with you no more, you ain't going to never call her no more. You ain't going to never try to get with her no more. And you can work on yourself and your other relationship then. And you'll be more better progressively doing it this way. But we need to accept the position we're in and move on.
You know
on.
Why
we
people can't accept the position? You know why people can't accept the position? Because they're complacent.
Why?
They like the position
exactly.
that they're in. They like complaining. They think complaining gets, man, I look on Facebook, man, I hate Facebook. So everybody airing out their laundry, telling everything. My left leg fell in the pothole today. I'm limping. Look at this. I'm in the hospital. Please, you know, wait, come
why?
On, man. Every now and then you might need a prayer for your family. I see that. But every day you got to. Everything. Here's my meal. Look, I made fish and chips today. Who cares? I'm allergic to fish, man. That shit don't look good. You know what I mean? For real.
I feel you on that, man.
You know what I mean?
And as black men, we need to read more, man. We got to read more about us and stop just believing what we've been taught. To me, I say the first book that every black man should read is the Willie Lynch letter, How to Make a Negro a Slave. Now, just in the title, that lets you know Negroes wasn't slaves, because he said, how to make a Negro a slave. So, okay, I wasn't a slave, and you had to make me one, but it's the blueprint.
Right.
Man, I got that book,
man.
I made my kids read it and make book reports on it. I didn't read it about 10 or 15 times, and when you read it and go out and start walking around the neighborhood, you can see it. You can see everything in that book operating in the black neighborhood, man. And it changes way of thinking.
Because the mentality that we're stricken by is the same mentality that came from that letter. You know what I'm saying? And like,
man,
it's crazy. Like, it's crazy because the whole thing is back in them days, they used us to break us. You know what I'm saying?
Dog.
The white man broke the one man, and then he had him break all the Negroes. You know what I mean?
Dog.
That's what it's called, truck breaking.
Hey, let me take it a step further for you. Now, in the book, it says they gather all the slaves, and then they had a slave watch them beat the stronger one, right? Now, think about when black people watch the police, watch white men in police uniforms beat a black guy up. It's just like a bunch of slaves watching the master beat the motherfucking strong guy. You know what I'm saying?
And nobody coming forward, though.
It put fear in the woman, and the woman started looking at us like, nigga, you can't protect me. Shit, right back in slavery day, you can't protect me, man. She talked to you in a type of way.
I'm gonna tell you this right here, right?
Go ahead.
My man just got killed 2 months ago. Had a cell phone in his pocket, running because they said he broke in a car, right? They broke
right,
in a car,
in
so
the backyard,
you break in,
right?
So you break in, so he got shot right in his grandparents' backyard, right? So if you break in the car, you deserve
right.
death, right? Right? That's what they're saying, right? Yet and still, every school shooter turns himself in. How is that possible? He
right.
armed to the teeth. That's who you should be scared
no.
of. He just killed a bunch of kids. But he could come out and just throw his hands up. He can come out, throw his hands up. Oh, he got mental problems, and he had problems. But when the black boy get killed, oh, yeah, he was in the system, and he sold drugs in 1992. And you know what I'm saying? Just look
exactly.
At it.
And they only do that. They do that to strike fear and confuse and divide us. You know
the
what I'm saying?
Divide.
Can,
how can you conquer a people? How can you conquer?
Divide.
You divide.
Divide them.
Thank you.
And it,
thank
it's
you. And we divide
book.
Ourselves.
It's in the blueprint. It's in the,
yes, sir.
It's in the Willie Lynch letter, How to Make a Negro a Slave. The whole blueprint
divide
is in
and
there.
Conquer.
Everything they're doing today is still is in that book. Even what the government doing is in that book. It is
divide
embedded
and
into those people, man. Divide
and
conquer. And this how you keep
it And
down.
It got so bad, we doing it to ourselves.
Dog. Say it again for him, man.
I said, and it got so bad that we're, it ain't got so bad we doing it to ourselves.
Hey, can I tell you what the trick was? Now, remember, we was all into the civil rights thing in the 50s and 60s, right? Now
yep.
the woman, I got a book about all the women that was, all the standout women in the civil rights movement. Now, the black woman, she was our foundation. We stood on her. She told us this is what we need to do. She got us in certain places. She was the real
yeah.
She was really the foundation of the civil rights movement. What did they do? They came in and told the black woman, you need to fight for women's rights. Now remember, women's rights has always been a white woman issue. They've been fighting
right.
for women's rights since before we was freed from slavery. Before our ancestors was freed from slavery, they was fighting for their rights. But they told the black woman, you need to fight for women's rights. Our foundation crumbled because they went to fight for women's rights and forgot about their own rights as a black woman. If they, like I told this one sister, I say, if they made us slaves again, every black woman in the country is going to become a slave. They don't care about you fighting around the woman's fight. You're going to become a slave
no.
just like me. So why even
right.
fight the woman's fight? Fight my fight with me, and you'll be more stronger that way.
And back in the day in the household, because it transcended, it just got lost in translation this far. Because back in the day in your
right.
household, Big Mama was laying the spot. You go to Big Mama's house, don't you touch her refrigerator. Boy, don't you go in there and get none out that refrigerator without asking Big Mama. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Big Mama ran your
yeah.
mama, your daddy, they all listen to Big Mama.
Exactly. Everybody knew. They already knew who
Man.
To go to.
What?
Nowadays, man. Nowadays, you got these. For I had to tell this young dude. He was complaining about this and that about him and his girl. I said, look at here, big dog. For every one man, it's 10 women. For every one man, you can look that up. For every one man, it's 10
oh, yeah.
women.
I
said,
think it's
you
like 12 now.
Times.
I think it's
Damn,
like 12
it
now.
It went up. It went
yep.
up. We just don't run with the kids.
Dying.
That's a hell of a
that's
number.
We dying.
You,
that's because we're dying. That's because we're dying at alarming rate.
You got 10.
That's
you got why. 10 to 12 women for every one man. Why would you
yep.
trip on this one? Nigga, she don't want to be with you, man. Move on. But the first
the
thing I always tell them is,
you
dog, get yourself together. You got if you don't got your own crib, you don't got your own career, you don't got your own car. What are you doing trying to lay up with a woman anyway? Get your
Ooh.
Own. Stop having babies. Child support killed me, man. It's still killing me right now.
Oh, man. Who
the
you talking
about? Rears. They call it rears.
Rearages.
Yeah,
I got them.
Kill them.
I'm paying them. I'm about to go. Look, I'm about to go. I'm about to go in a minute to go get me a money order to send some money off. For real. I'm trying to keep
I'll
them above
you,
me.
Man,
for real.
Hey, you got to because they serious. I don't understand. To me, I'm like, you want to protect the child, but you want to lock me up. That ain't really, you ain't
yeah.
for Kevin the Chop.
Yeah. How you gonna get money with
Go ahead.
You gonna get money with me in jail?
Exactly. That ain't even meant for us, man. That child
you know
support is just a bunch of bull crap, man.
My kid's grown
just
and I'm
bunch
still
of
paying.
Bull crap.
My kid's grown.
That's what the rear is.
Yeah, right. Lisa don't accumulate no more, though. You know what I'm saying? At least the accumulation part is over. Right.
Exactly.
92 ain't too bad. I ain't no hundreds and no 50s and no 30s. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't too bad. it's some manageable shit.
Oh,
I might
yeah.
be paying till I die. She probably going to get it all, but I'm paying for some of it.
Exactly. But, hey, as long as you can handle it, it's still live. And that's the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's why
you got to
be your own.
Right, you got
to
be
your own business.
Exactly.
And you got to hustle way more things than just one job nowadays. You got to have a lot of things going. I got a record label. I cut grass. I sell shirts. I do shows.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All that. I hang drywall. I do floors. All that.
Hey, what's the name of your business? So people can know how to reach you. You got a number for somebody to call or something?
Realism Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? It's just a little record label. I just dropped my solo last year. Then now I'm working with another label and we call it Def OJ. We just dropped some shit on Spotify and iTunes and all that. It's called Def in All Lanes. So, you know, I just do a lot. I got a song dropping in Germany. You know what I'm saying? So I get money off, you know, that's my company actually is what receives my residuals from the things that
right.
I did. So I got one place
all
for
right,
all the money. You know what I'm
all
saying?
Right, tell them one more time where they can reach your music at.
Def OJ. It's on Spotify, iTunes, or you can look up Carlito810, a.k.a. Chucky B. That's me, Def OJ, or Carlito810. I got a solo project coming out in probably September. I got a maxi single out right now. I'm going to drop another single in 2 weeks. I'm going to drop an album in probably like 4 to 5 weeks. Got 3 videos about to hit, and I'm breakdancing in my last video.
All right, tell me your name one more time before we leave.
Carlito810, a.k.a. Chucky B. Just look up Carlito810 and all the Chucky B shit will come up. And I got Carlito810 Twitter, Carlito810 Instagram, Carlito810 Facebook.
I got you. Look up Carlito
808. 808 or 810? 810. 810. 810. 810. Flint, that's Flint, 810. Michigan area code, baby. Flint, Michigan. 810.
810. Man, why did you say 810?
Yeah.
Man, you know I know 810. Hey, look up Carlito 810.
What's
anywhere.
What's up?
Google that, man.
That's right.
Hey, thanks for
Google
calling.
That.
Keep listening, man.
I appreciate you.
Hit me up tomorrow. Hit me up next week. Next Wednesday, same time. Hit me up on Facebook at the Next 100 and give me some information, and I'll play one of your songs next week.
All right, for sure. All right, E. Lincoln.
All right.
You be smooth, man,
please,
and keep fighting for the power. Keep fighting the power, baby. All
right, I'm going to keep it up, man, as long as I can. Take it easy.
We gotta fight the powers that be. You feel me?
I hear you. All right, peace, man, dog. Take it easy.
One.
This is the Next 100. We on Blackout Radio. The call-in number is 319-527-6196. Call in and talk to your boy E. Lincoln about any issue. Right now we're trying to figure out the systems we're going to put in place for the next 100 years. They put a system in place on us, and this has lasted 300 years plus, and it's still going. So we got to develop our own systems. We can't just keep being followers. Following somebody ain't helping us at all. Following somebody with our hand out saying, gimme, gimme, gimme. Nah, let me work with my man, and then we're going to get. I'd rather work with a group of black men slowly than to work with my competitor and then do it fast, but my black guy's down here looking like help us out. But if I help you out, my competitor may not help me out. Let me get the next caller, please.
404545. Peace, family. Peace, brother Eric and everybody else listening. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How you doing today?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. This is Ramzu calling from Ground Zero, Detroit, Michigan. We got Black Independence Day coming up. and you left a link on our page, Detroit Free Housing page.
Sorry, what's your name again?
Ramzu.
Ramzu?
Yes, sir, Ramzu. Caller from Detroit.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, you left a link on our page, Detroit Free Housing Program page.
Talk about it for me.
Yeah, but overall, it's a black independence program going on. We're pushing for black independence. Like you said, we need to place our own systems. We were never given that choice when we left the plantation. Either try to make it in that system or you establish your own system. They didn't give us a choice to establish our own system or a chance to establish our own system. But right now, we do have that chance. Most of our cities are majority black. And fortunately, they're in our control. We've got a lot of black mayors, but they're still following a white system, so that doesn't do us any good. But if you read most state constitutions, like the Constitution of Michigan, the first article says political power is inherent in the people. So they have a right at any given time to alter or to abolish the government, just like the founding fathers altered and abolished their government and established their own system called the United States of America. Well, like them, if we don't agree with our current government, we have a right to do the same. That's an alternative we never have taken. But now that we've got ourselves in a good situation where the majority of these cities with great infrastructure are majority black, we should push for that agenda. Let's just take over the city and govern our affairs from there. Put our own police system in place, run the economic system ourselves, you know, and clean up the place, control media, control, et cetera. So that's what's going on here in Detroit. We're pushing for black independence. We're going to have a referendum. We're asking for the people to stand up at the City Hall July the 4th in the masses, and we're going to vote to take independent political control of the city. The page you put the link on was the Detroit Free Housing Program, where we say all the houses of the city, which is any city, belong to the people of that city. So these tens of thousands up into the hundreds of thousands of properties here in Detroit will go to the people. So that's one of the benefits of the people standing up and taking independent political control. So that's what's happening here in Detroit. We're just promoting that, pushing, campaigning for the people to put in a system of their own, which they have a right to do. Just like we have a right to vote, we push for that right to vote. We had a right to be treated like men and so forth and so on. So Martin Luther King pushed that right to vote, right to integrate, all of which haven't worked, proved futile. We even put a man to the highest office, in the highest office of the land, as president, didn't work. Point blank, like you said earlier, we have to have our own system, and they give us a right to establish our own system. So let's push for that right. We don't have to beg for police to stop being brutal and being terrorists that they are. We don't have to beg for people to fire the governor of Michigan for the poisoned water in Flint. Only we can fire them. We don't want consent to them. We don't want consent to these powers. So we must withdraw our consent and stand up as men and put in place a new system. As the Constitution, everybody's listening. If you look at your state constitution, it says you have a right to alter or abolish. It says political power is inherent in the people. So let's step
you're
up
right.
Just like the founding
stood up
for hours.
And I'm going to piggyback what he said. For those of you in Detroit that really don't understand what he's talking about, because you're either too young or you refuse to read and do research, research a guy named Mayor Coleman Young made a thing in the city of Detroit that if you didn't live in the city of Detroit, you couldn't be a cop in the city of Detroit. Crime wasn't that high. Not until the 80s when that crack came in. But even then, it wasn't that bad. You could still wake up at 2 in the morning and walk to the store. Last time I was in Detroit, I was up at 2 in the morning. I walked to the store. You can't really listen to the media. Separating ourselves outside of our city, we separate our voting power, because we take our voting power out of a Democratic district and we put it into a Republican district, and then your vote really don't count in a Republican district because there's not enough Democrats in that district to affect anything. Flint and Detroit have the most Flint and Detroit is the most blacks in the entire state. Flint and Detroit really control who goes to the governorship. That's how much voting power Flint and Detroit got. But if you can divide that voting power and kick people out the city or push them out with Section 8, poison the water, kill the school systems to force them out into the suburbs, and then you and your people come in with all your money and start building stuff up. That's the trick. You know what I'm saying? The trick is not to vote. There's no reason why Detroit should ever have a white mayor unless something is going wrong and ain't no and there's not enough young black people getting involved in the political system. The older people can only do so much. We need the young black people that got the fierceness, that got the tolerance, that got the backbone and the strength to come in and say, we're changing things, and this is what we're going to do. They got to start with the PTA and the school board and just come all the way up. Go ahead, big guy.
Yeah, the youth are right by having no hope in the system. That's why they don't participate. But we're trying to let the youth know you don't have to submit to that system, period. You can alter that system. We can abolish that system and have your own black system. That's what we're calling the youth and the older folks to come do July the 4th at the City Hall. A special purpose vote. Let's take independent political control. You don't have to be a Republican or a Democrat. We're just black people. We are the people. Power to the people. We're a majority black city. We can do this. We just have to
exert
ourselves. That's democracy.
Ramzo.
Yes,
sir. I got 5 minutes left. I got to close the show. I want to thank
yes,
you
sir.
For calling. Next week, I'm gonna put your number on the list. So when we see your number, you get to call sooner than what you call today, and we can talk about this for a longer period of time. But you can also join me on the Next 100 on Facebook, Twitter, on Facebook and Twitter, and we can continue the conversation.
Yes, sir. No doubt. I'll talk to you then.
And subscribe to the YouTube page too. I'm gonna have this whole hour on YouTube tomorrow. So we can listen
yes,
to
sir.
It again and discuss it some more. Thank you for
yes,
calling.
Sir.
And keep up keep up the good work. Anything
no
I can
doubt.
Do to
all
help, make sure you get in touch with me.
Yes, sir. All power to the people. Peace.
Peace. This is the Next 100. We come to the end of the show. I have a song by a good friend of mine in Albuquerque, New Mexico, better known as the Duke City. The song is called About Me, and the artist is Joshua Moya. Big guy, can you put that on? I want to thank everybody for calling. And I want to hear y'all again next Wednesday. Same time, same place, same number. I'm E. Lincoln. This is the Next 100. This is Joshua Moya, and this is his song, About Me, straight out of Duke City, New Mexico. Hit it.
You people don't know nothing about me, so why you roll around thinking you gon' stop me? All I need is my flow and a high beat, in a heartbeat, I will have you rocking. And I don't know if you know, but I ain't stopping until my soul is with the load and I'm on top, man. See, every ghetto in this world has a diamond, so never set up the middle and keep on shining.
Long as I got a beat to back me, all the streets is happy. No use in trying to clap me, break loose in the kind of rap. Pay dues in the count them carefully, make moves and stay true. I hope they prepare for me, cause if they didn't, I'd get in the bin quicker than getting the sin. Picture me hitting with fins, forbidden to win. No, I can't see that, and y'all don't believe that. I'm achieving for one reason, I come pleasing. Not myself, the wealth, the chain, the fame, I'm pleasing the soul for show. No show, I go to show that I'm more than the mold in the yo. I take it personal when I let these verses go. Oh,
you people don't know nothing about me, so why you roll around thinking you gon' stop me? All I need is my flow and a high beat, in a heartbeat, I will have you rocking. And I don't know if you know, but I ain't stopping until my soul is with the load and I'm on top, man. See, every ghetto in this world has a diamond, so never settle for little and keep on shining.
Go, Billy, I'm sick, just gonna reload. Aims for a vital organ, so when I fit it, it remains a viable, almost maniacal skull hit. On the border of undeniable wit, trying to fight it, learn it, love it. Rap alone, don't lip. See, I'm cashes when I crash it. Square dancing around. The champ is here, defending both men at the same time. Defending the title, 8 men next time. Stay fit, flex rhymes, brave with text lines. I get it off my chest. See, I spit it a little different than the rest. Some say I'm inconsiderate, I simply say I'm blessed to clutch the mic, and if you're after me, then after you'll be after me. I pack an axe for attacking the beat, I'm attracting heat, but say you're cooler than an AC. I pass the class in Rap Academy, study the major hip-hop.
You people don't know nothing about me, so why you roll around thinking you gon' stop me? See, all I need is my flow and a high beat, in a heartbeat, I will have you rocking. And I don't know if you know what I am.
stopping. Until my soul was just a load and I'm on top, man. See, every ghetto in this world has a diamond. To never set up the middle and keep on shining.
This treasure out of darkness, it's better off being a hardest. No one wants to be a target, so always put your heart in. All in when you're falling. Best believe on your way down, everyone will call in with something to say. It only hurts if you stay. At the bottom, problems, come on, we all got them under the worst problems. Make yourself the conclusion to the problem. Give it up, flawless, no illusion, don't intrude it. Home is a true win. It occurred to me I needed security. To being alone has alerted me to the urgency before I'm needed emergency. It's a beat and a certainty. Me on a beat with a mic. Remember family and holding them tight. How could I lose? Plus the ghetto technique I'm shining through. My view finally found a view. Next will fill your intellect with realness.
You people don't know nothing about me. So why you roll around thinking you gon' stop me? See, all I need is my flow and a high beat. In a heartbeat, I will have you rocking. And I don't know if you know, but I ain't stopping. Until my soul is just a load and I'm on top, man. See, every ghetto in this world has a diamond. To never set up a little and keep on shining. Shining, shining.
Yeah, this is my Mixcraft.